We want to welcome back to the airwaves Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's Packer time. Brian Caribou's voice means Packer time. And, well, let's pretend week one didn't happen. Packers losing to the Cardinals 17-0. They didn't score any points. They didn't particularly look that great. But with its preseason, results don't matter. What matters is finding out who's going to get what roster spot and keeping guys healthy. And so far in 2013, Packers have not been doing a very good job of that. A couple of injuries, Randall Cobb, Dayton Jones. Update us on their progress.
Yeah, Packers dealing with a couple injuries. Other than the injury to Brian Bulaga, who looks to be lost of the season, though, the good news is none of these other ones appear to be too serious or anything that'll keep them out of the regular season. Dayton Jones, their first-round draft choice, he's dealing with a sprained ankle. Looks like he's going to miss Saturday night's game. Randall Cobb looks like he's going to miss the game against the Rams with a bicep injury. He's kind of pushing through. Jordy Nelson isn't going to be back until the regular season. He's dealing with a knee injury, actually had surgery on minor knee surgery. But the good news is these guys appear to be back by the time the regular season starts.
You mentioned Brian Bulaga, and the offensive line was already going to look a little different this season, but now his injury is going to force these younger guys to step up. Is this going to be a big concern again for the Packers all season, the offensive line, or can you get a solid five guys that you can confidently trot out week after week to make sure Aaron Rodgers doesn't get sacked as much as he's gotten sacked in the past?
I think you can get solid play from the Packers offensive line if David Bakhtiari works out as the Packers' new left tackle, the rookie fourth-round draft choice out of Colorado. And based upon what we've seen so far out of him at training camp, it looks like the Packers may have gotten a steal. Now, I can pump the brakes a little bit and say it's only been one preseason game, and it's only been training camp. They haven't played a game that counts yet, so things could change. But the early reaction is David Bakhtiari is looking good.
The Packers playing the Rams. They'll be on the road Saturday night. The coverage actually starts right here on K107.1 at 5 o'clock, the game at 7. And now this year you can stream the Packers online at K107.com, also by finding K107.1 on your radio loyalty app. You can take it on your phone, your mobile device, take it wherever you go. So the Packers play the Rams tomorrow night. What are we looking for? I know a lot of people are interested in a couple of positional battles, one of those being the kicker, Brian. And last season, we talked a lot about Mason Crosby, and I have a feeling we may not have to so much this season. He may not be on the team come week one.
If Mason Crosby is on thin ice, that's for sure. He needs to turn things around and quit, because what we saw so far in training camp and practice during family night, it's the same kind of struggles Mason Crosby has had last year, you know, making less than three quarters of his kicks. I mean, when you're an NFL kicker, you got to do better than that. I mean, that's high school and college stuff where they're making less than three quarters of their kicks. So, and now he's got competition. He's got the Italian native Giorgio Tavecchio competing against him. But heck, it's not even out of the question that the Packers could be looking for a kicker cut from some other NFL team out there who's in a competition in another training camp.
All this talk about Chip Kelly bringing his Oregon offense to the NFL with the Eagles, maybe it's going to be Mike McCarthy that's going for two after every touchdown out of necessity.
The Packers certainly have a quandary at kicker. I'm hoping they'd at least be able to kick an extra point, but point taken.
Also, the running back position, McCarthy's saying that Harris is the guy right now. He's the starter, at least in his mind. I have to imagine that's going to change. Or does Harris have a legitimate shot at the starting job? You got some rookie flavors in there now. A Packers all of a sudden have this stable of running backs that other teams might be envious of.
Well, it certainly depends upon how you define starter. If DeJuan Harris plays the first play of every game and then comes out and kind of gives way to Eddie Lacy, well, technically he's still the starter, but, you know, I do think these rookies coming in, Eddie Lacy, I definitely think is going to get his fair share of playing time. kind of be the workhorse back. But I do think DeJuan Harris is going to kind of work his way in on a rotational basis as long as he's healthy. Based upon what he showed last year, he did very well. So I do think they'll have kind of a multi-headed attack at running back this year.
Packers taking on the Rams Saturday night right here on K107.1. Again, the kickoff at 7 as your preseason action continues. A lot of you might be in Time Warner land. You don't get to watch the Packers, at least not on the English feed. Telemundo for you, so pull up K107.com and listen to it that way while you watch the game. Brian, the last thing I want to ask you, am I too excited that Vince Young's on the team? Am I too excited if I go buy a Vince Young jersey? Am I just being an idiot?
You might want to wait until the roster comes out. I certainly think Vince Young is talented, all those things, but, you know, he's been out of football for over a year now. We only have a day to wait here. Let's wait at least to see how he performs Saturday night against the Rams. Maybe if he starts moving the football a little bit, we can feel a little better about ourselves.
Fair enough. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com back with us on K107.1 for another season. We'll check in with you again Monday and then all season long, Brian.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
Brian Caribou again from CheeseheadTV.com. Check out his work again, CheeseheadTV.com.